Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. The big story around here is Kent. About a dozen people were evacuated from their homes on Route 7 on Kent on Saturday due to a huge ice dam that broke and pushed the Housatonic River over its banks and over Route 7. State police and the State Department of Transportation closed Route 7 on Saturday and Sunday, and it looks like Route 7 from 341 to Bowles Bridge will remain closed until further notice. Temperatures are into the single digits. Those floodwaters are now frozen. Also, with a low temperature, the massive ice jam is remaining idle. Large pieces now frozen together. It's expected that Route 7 will be closed for some time, as when the floodwaters do finally recede and the ice flows away, Department of Transportation officials will inspect the entire roadway to determine if its strength and integrity is sufficient to handle traffic. In addition to the homes that have been affected, the Kent School has been affected as well. State troopers have been assigned to the town monitoring the river. In another story in the Republican American, parents in Kent are asking the Kent Board of Education to intervene and improve the school's grading policy, claiming changes implemented this year are detrimental to student learning. Parent Melissa Wooden was one of several parents who attended the meeting of the board on January 10th. Others submitted letters to the board with similar concerns. Wooden asked the board to consider her letter submitted. Grades from the first trimester at Kent Center School were posted before the holiday break, and a number of parents believe there are severe problems with the new grading system at the school, which specifies there'll be no zeros given for academic grades. Quote, work habits will not be included as part of academic grades, end quote. Another quote here, achievement grades will be based on summative assessments, and retakes will be offered for summative assessments that do not meet standards below 70%. Now, teachers are not permitted to get D's or S to students any longer. Instead, students may receive a not yet proficient instead of the grade. The changes have shown a significant increase in the number of students now earning honor roll status, according to the principal, Florence Budge. Quoting Budge in the story in the Republican American, our honor roll was more stringent, end quote. Full story at RepublicanAmerican.com. The Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation awarding scholarships for the 2018-19 academic year. Applications are now available for the more than 150,000 available to area students. Scholarship guidelines, requirements, and applications are available on the Community Foundation website, northwestcf.org. That's northwestcf.org/scholarships. Community dinners continue tonight, 5 till 6 p.m., Berkshire South Regional Community Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. The Housatonic Camera Club presents a presentation by Ted Roth, Work in Progress. That will come up tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Noble Horizons in the Cobble Building in Salisbury. Questions about motivation, creativity, and personal growth as a photographer. A free health screening will be held at the library on South Main Street in Pine Plains. That comes up Wednesday from 11 till 3. More information at 1-800-471-0885. It is a one-day free screening. Coming up on Wednesday, the Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station Building Committee will meet at Town Hall in Sharon at 5:30, and the Transfer Station Advisory Committee has scheduled a regular meeting at 6:30 p.m. In Rhinebeck on January 17th, Oblong Books and Music author and historian David B. Woodner will present his revealing portrait of the end of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's life and presidency, the last 100 days, FDR at war and at peace, at 6 p.m. Now, coming up on January 17th, there'll be an all-boards orientation review from 6:30 in Region 1. January 18th, the Region 1 Board of Education Personnel Committee meets at 2 p.m., and on the 18th, the Region 1 Board of Education special meeting will be from 3 until 5 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. On Thursday, the 18th, the Downcountry Social Club has a double bill, Brooklyn-based Delaney, original compositions in Turkish and Rumeli standards, and Boston-based Sino Trio, contemporary sounds grounded in the flavors of Turkish and Akan music, at the Racebrook Lodge from 7 till 10 p.m. The public invited to share in a free community dinner at the Millerton Presbyterian Church. That will be held on Friday from 6 until 7 p.m. In addition to the meal, there will be an opportunity to shop for free household items and clothing for the family. The dinner made possible through a grant from the Northeast Dutchess Fund, a fund of the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. January January 19th in Great Barrington, W.E.B. Du Bois 150th Festival Kickoff, an evening of drama retelling the life of Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, plus community dialogue to kick off the 150th birthday celebration of Great Barrington's native son. That's at 6 p.m. The Cornwall Board of Education will conduct a session called Future Educational Opportunities for Cornwall Students on January 19th from 6:30 till 9 p.m. in the school gym. The program, spurred by the issue of declining enrollment and its causes, will be facilitated by Jonathan Costa of EdAdvance. Cornwall Consolidated School student population is about 75 in kindergarten through 8th grade. According to the organizers, this structured appraisal session is an opportunity for residents and taxpayers to comment to find areas of agreement regarding the current status and potential future of Cornwall students. On the 19th, Friday at Dewey Hall, a concert by award-winning Swedish quintet Jarez, who play X-rated, vigorous, and heartfelt folk music with influences from both jazz and pop at Dewey Hall in Sheffield at 7:30. Laura Bradford, a.k.a. Elizabeth Lynn Casey, is coming to the Dover Plains Library on Saturday, January 20th at 11 a.m. A sign-up is recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. 845-832-6605 to sign up. There'll be a question-and-answer session as well. January 20th in Chatham, the Chatham Library, writer David Black will screen and discuss an episode of Law & Order entitled Life Choice, dating from the first season of the long-running series. It follows an investigation of a lethal bombing and stars Michael Moriarty and Chris North. A reception will follow at 3:30. Cornwall Library's Winter Film Series, which is presented by the Friends of the Cornwall Library, a suggested donation of $5 per film. All films are shown at 4 p.m. Film offerings coming up on January 20th, State of the Union. A presentation, Era of Elegance, The Legacy of the Livingstons in Claremont, will take place on Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Memorial Library on Main Street. Jeff Brown, curator at the Claremont State Historic Site in Germantown, will be the lecturer. The Amenia Fire Company will sponsor its monthly all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast on Sunday from 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street. The menu includes pancakes, French toast, omelets, eggs, toast, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and beverages. The Salisbury Forum will present a documentary, A Plastic Ocean, which explores the issues of how plastics are in our oceans and how it affects the marine ecosystems and human health. It's a joint cooperation with the Filmworks Forum on January 21st, Sunday at 11:30 at the Movie House on Main Street in Millerton. Admission is free. Meanwhile, January 21st, Noble Horizons presents U.S. District Court Judge William Kuntz and former 17-year ACLU president, author, and law professor Nadine Strawson discussing Strawson's new book, Hate, Why We Should Resist It with Free Speech, Not Censorship, at 2 p.m. And on Sunday in Claverick at the Claverick Library, Developing Diversity and Landscape, Heather Grimes will show how to design a garden that will create an ecologically rich environment and restore degraded woodlands and meadow habitats for wild species. That's at 3 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 25,803.19, the NASDAQ at 7261.06, and the S&P 500 at 2786.24. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.